Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, we're going to talk fashion now. You know, the January sales, they're in mid-swing. Have you been out in the sales? I've been out a couple of times so far, and probably by now the pickings are a bit slim. But this is the time of the year we go mad for bargains, and the cheaper, the better. We love clothes. We shop the January sales because we like how new clothes make us feel. But the fashion world is changing fast, and it has moved from two seasons a year to two seasons a month. New stock arrive into shops almost every week, and we're told it's because we are driving the demand. We're spending less money on clothing than we ever did, but we own more garments than ever before. And not surprisingly, we are disposing of more clothes than ever. But of course, the question is, who and what does this trend harm? Online to discuss more about this is Siobhan O'Brien Selway. She's the course director for the Fashion Design Academy of Ireland. Good morning, Siobhan. You're very welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, this is all very interesting, you know, and I know you're currently the course director for the Fashion Design Academy of Ireland. What is your background in fashion? How did you end up in that role?
Well, fashion for me was always what I wanted to do. I was one of those people, I never ever wanted to do anything else. From the age of, as early as I can remember, my aunt worked in the industry. My grandmother always made her clothes. My mother made her clothes. So we were always surrounded by it. So it was just one of those things. It was just a natural progression for me.
Okay.
And I wouldn't know how to do anything else at this stage.
Well, it sounds fascinating because, I mean, you know, I think most little girls love dressing up. We love putting on our mom's clothes or our dressing up clothes and twirling around in the mirrors and stuff. But tell us about fashion industry. How does it work from season to season? Because it is an industry.
It is, yeah. It's big business. So it depends on what area of the industry you're in. If you're a designer, you're, you know, creating garments, you're going to be making patterns, you're going to be sewing them together yourself, you're going to be trying to advertise it. So the smaller designers have to do everything because they can't afford big budgets for marketing or anything. So they're literally going around the boutiques, trying to sell it themselves. So it's a hard business, but when you're passionate about it, you just love it. Mm. And then you have the other side of the business, which you have big fast fashion. So they will do large volumes, and they will basically use manufacturers that further away, and they'll do huge volumes and try and get it to you as fast as possible.
Okay.
So going to the stores within weeks of you seeing something that you want. So if you see something in a magazine and the big designers will have spent months and months and months trying to get this ready, and then social media will come in and they'll see it right away and they'll get it to the stores as fast as possible.
Mm.
So there's a bit of a battle going on between fast fashion and the big designers at the moment.
Mm. And, you know, I think the fashion world is changing, isn't it? The way we shop is changing. I know the way I shop is definitely changing. I go into the malls or the shopping malls and the stores and whatever and look at the clothes there. And I might not actually make my purchase there. I might actually go online. I might go home. Maybe they don't have my size or the color I want. And I'll go home and purchase something online. Is that tending to be a trend, or am I just unique?
No. A lot of people will do that. And this, again, is affecting some of the smaller designers.
Mm-hmm.
So because what you'll do is you might order a couple of sizes to get the sizes right. You know, so a lot of there's a huge amount of research in the industry at the moment to try and get fits right for the consumer, but it's almost impossible because we're all such different shapes and sizes. So it's easier for fast fashion because they have the stock mm-hmm. and they can do the turnaround. But for the smaller designers, they have to be able to compete in that arena as well. But it's much harder for them to be able to have that stock readily available mm-hmm. for people to be able to buy online. But it's something that is growing and more people are doing it. But I think a lot of consumers are frustrated because it's so hard to just pick a top. It's like yourself, if you go in and you try things on
mm-hmm.
and you know what you want, you know what will fit. So then you order it online just for the convenience of it. But it's something that the industry has a huge amount of work to do in trying to connect with the consumer about the fit and what they're buying and trying to get them to buy the right size when they purchase once.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge amount of research is going into that at the moment. But it's so hard for, you know, even if you see something in the store yourself and you bring it into the changing room and try it on, you go, oh, God, no, that's not what I imagine that is.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
it looked much nicer on the hanger.
You have that same perception.
Yeah. It can be
Then you return it. So that's been out of stock for, you know, about two or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then the designer, it's already been removed from the shelves and everything at that stage. So then the designer has a garment that they can't resell or has to go into the sale item then. So it's you know, this battle that
it all
has and trying to get it right.
It all has a knock-on effect, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You don't even think about that. So going back to fast fashion, where does that come from? Where does that term come from? I've never heard it before.
Okay, yeah. Well, fast fashion is literally what it means. They want to get it to you as fast as possible. So if you see something in a catwalk, in a show, and you just love it, all of the buyers from fast fashion will kind of see this and say, yes, you know, this is an amazing item. Everyone will want to wear this season. And they will get it into their stores, the cheaper kind of toned down version of what the designer had created. And then everybody can buy it. But it's so quickly the turnaround that they can do that because they have fabric stock readily available.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, you know, they haven't had to spend the time designing it when the designer has had to sit down for months and decide what they're going to have in their collection, you know, picking the fabrics, picking everything, whereas then fast fashion can see it on the catwalk and they can have it in the stores the next week.
Wow, that's a really fast turnaround. That is fast. And I mean, it must put a huge pressure on designers then trying to make unique designs and make their living from creating unique designs.
Yeah, well, there's a huge backlash with the big designers at the moment. So what they're doing now is they've created a buy now, see now collection.
Okay.
So if you've heard of that. So as their stock is going down the catwalk and the creations, they actually have it readily available to buy immediately.
Wow.
And a lot of designers, like I mentioned, Tom Ford, he actually scrapped a whole season so that he could have the stock ready, have his catwalk show ready, so that people could buy it immediately while it was there, so they could kind of beat the fast fashion.
Mm.
So that's why they're doing it. But the only thing then is they have to predict sales. So they're creating stock before, whether they know it's going to be a hit or not. So then they could be left with stock that's never going to sell.
Mm.
So it's kind of going back to where we were about 20 years ago in the industry,
mm-hmm.
where everyone produced the stock and then sold it. But that left huge amount of stock unsold. And then it's what to do with those garments.
Yeah, so what do they do with the garments that don't make it into our wardrobes or maybe never even to the tills? What do they do with all that excess?
Exactly, and that's a huge problem. There's warehouses full of clothes that have never even hit the shops.
Wow.
And once they do go into the shop, there's also a huge amount of garments that are left unsold. So unfortunately, some of that goes into landfill. Luckily, some of it will go into the outlet stores so that you can buy it a season after it was mainstream and then still buy a good quality garment, but it might be just a season out. But if you're buying good key pieces that you'll have in your wardrobe forever, like that good black coat, you know, things like that, then that does help, you know, with the stock clearance. But it's a very frustrating side of the industry when you're left over with stock because obviously it's a huge investment. Yeah. But it's going to be worse now because the designers are creating stock before they sell it.
Wow.
So this is going to be a huge problem.
Yeah, I mean, even like in our own wardrobes, I think recycling clothes is becoming more popular, isn't it? Like some shops are actually giving you discounts if you bring in your old clothes. To buy new clothes.
H&M have an incentive where they'll give you a 5-euro voucher, but you can only use that on their conscious range, which is good because then at least you're buying into the organic fabrics and things like that. So they will take your fabrics and they will, whether they won't resell the garments as such, but what H&M will do is they will use the fibres and recreate new fabrics.
Oh, wow.
And they can create new stock from that. So, I mean, we've been recycling fabrics in the industry for decades. We've always used polyesters to make fleeces and sportswear and things like that. So
I didn't realize that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really, it's great from that point of view.
You don't even,
came from.
A shopper, you don't even think about these things. You know, you just go in, you buy your clothes and you're done. You don't think about the excess and what do they do and how do they recycle it and what's the next season going to bring. I mean, I've never thought of that before.
Yeah. No, it's definitely something that we do need to think about because, I mean, we recycle everything, but a lot of it was because they introduced a law, you know, so like all our, you know, washing machines and everything, we have to recycle those things because we were told, you know, we can't do this anymore. Our landfills are full of these things. So now at least a lot of those components can be recycled. So our landfills now, it's very evident, are full of clothes.
Mm.
And because polyester doesn't biodegrade, it's going to be left in the landfills for thousands of years. So we do need to make more conscious decisions about what we're going to do with our clothes.
Wow, fascinating stuff. Siobhan, I've really enjoyed this conversation. You've given me some things to think about, and I'm sure some of our listeners as well. And maybe we'll be more conscious when we're out there making our purchases and thinking about what's in our own wardrobes.
Super. That'd be brilliant.
Thanks, Siobhan, so much for coming on this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. So that's Siobhan, and that's just absolutely fascinating, I think, to think about the whole process from start to finish. Siobhan O'Brien-Selway, she's the course director for the Fashion Design Academy of Ireland, and we thank her very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.